Hi, this is Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette. This is John.
Hi, and who do you have on the line for a transfer?
I have Dina Knott, last name K-N-O-T-T, Knott.
Okay. Go ahead and send Ms. Knott over.
All right. So, Dina, for your Depo-Vera injury claim, being a new claimant, I have Ms. Jeanette on the line to take care of you for that, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Dina. My name is Jeanette, and we're speaking on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Great. Thank you for asking. And let me just verify your callback number in case we get disconnected. I have 810-210-6388.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And is this a cell phone or a landline?
It's a cell phone.
Okay, thank you. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you do not have legal representation or have signed any legal documents retaining an attorney?
Yes, I'm willing to confirm that.
Okay. And is this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
It's me, myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Okay. What was the date of diagnosis?
November 10th.
Of what year?
2021, sorry.
That's okay. November 10th of 2021. And what is your date of birth?
11/09/1996.
Six, okay. And do you know anyone else who was affected by the Depo-Provera shot?
No.
Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes, no.
Okay. And the injectable that you used, was it Depo-Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or the generic one?
It was the Depo-Provera.
Thank you. And did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo-Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through the present year of 2024?
Yes.
Okay, and when did you first start taking Depo-Provera?
I started taking it in September 2018.
And when did you last take Depo-Provera?
Mm-hmm. November 2021.
Thank you. Okay. And for the purpose of medical records, requesting medical records, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled D-I-N-A. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then I have your last name spelled K-N-O-T-T. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
364-218893.
So I have 364-218893.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I have an email address here for you. Is it your first name, last name, 356@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And what is a good mailing address for you?
1031 FM 2931, apartment 127, Aubrey, Texas.
And it's apartment
6227.
76227. And then what is the apartment number?
127.
127.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have 1031 SM 2931 in Aubrey, Texas, apartment 127, and the zip code is 76227.
Yes, it's F as in firm.
Yep, F as in firm, M as in Mary.
Yes.
Okay. And then was the Depo-Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or yourself?
Doctor.
Okay. And how many times were you injected with Depo-Provera?
I had like 10 to 11 shots.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that administered the Depo-Provera?
It was Dr. Charles Powell.
Charles what?
Charles Powell.
Paul?
Mm-hmm.
And where did Dr. Charles Paul practice out of?
His doctor's office.
What city and state?
The city and state is Aubrey, Texas.
Okay. Okay. And was it Paul, like P-A-U-L?
No, Powell. P-O-W-E-L-L.
Oh, thank you, Powell. Okay. I see a Charles Powell. Let's see. Healthcare Associates of Texas. I also see a Charles Powell in Irving, Texas. Or,
mm-mm.
No? Okay.
It was in Aubrey, off 380.
Aubrey, Texas. Is it Highway 380?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, yep, I see him here. Charles, like C-H-A-R-L-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
Powell, okay.
I can't hear you if you're talking on the phone, so I'm doing that.
No, that's okay. I'm just trying to find the address for Charles Powell. Do you recall the name of the medical practice that he was out of?
Yes, I can pull up the address. The address is 26919 US 380 Suite 220 Aubrey, Texas 76227.
Thank you. Okay.
Not sure what's wrong with the phone. It sounds like you're going in and out.
I'm not talking. Sorry, that might be the background. It might be the background noise. I'm just copying the information down, but you can hear me when I do talk, right?
Yes, I hear you clear right now.
Okay, okay. 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 And then was Dr. Charles Powell your prescribing doctor? Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, my earpods. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Was Dr. Charles Powell your prescribing doctor?
Yes.
Okay. 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 And then what was the method of diagnosis? Were you diagnosed through CT scan, MRI, or both?
Yes, I was diagnosed with an MRI. I had an MRI done, mm-hmm. and I had a CAT scan and a biopsy.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and you also had a biopsy. Let me add that in the notes. And what was the name of the pharmacy where you were prescribed the Depo-Provera?
CVS.
CVS.
It was in Crossroads.
In Aubrey, Texas?
No, Crossroads.
Oh, Crossroads, Texas?
Yeah, they kind of run together.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Yep.
US 380.
Yep, US 380. I see that as well. Okay, and then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed the meningioma?
You said the doctor?
Yeah,
what
was the doctor that diagnosed the meningioma?
It was Dr. Larry Simmons.
Dr. Lori what?
Larry Simmons.
How does he spell his last name?
S-I-M-M-O-N-S.
Okay, thank you. And where does Dr. Larry Simmons practice out of?
Medical City, Denton. It's a hospital.
Denton, okay.
mm-hmm.
On Interstate 35?
Yes, ma'am, off 35. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And what was Dr. Larry Simmons' specialty?
He was a neuro.
Okay. A neurologist?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you have a prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
I had a radiation therapy.
Thank you. I'm sorry you had to go through that because of the Depo-Provera shot.
Yes, I'm sorry. I kind of like, I get a little bit anxiety when I just when you talk about it.
I'm so sorry. We're almost done. Was Dr. Larry Simmons also the doctor that treated you?
No, my family doctor is the one who gave me the prescription, but he's the one that did the, he's the one that did the treatment.
Okay. Dr. Larry Simmons?
Yes.
And the treatment was done at Medical City in Denton?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. And do you recall roughly what date you were hospitalized for the meningioma?
No, I don't recall the date.
Okay. Do you recall the month and the year?
Yes. It was in November of 2021.
November of 2021. Okay.
Mhm. And it was November because I got diagnosed on the 10th, the day of my birthday, so like November 12th.
Okay, thank you.
Happy November 12th.
Okay. And do you have any copies of medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yes. I can contact the hospital.
Okay.
To obtain.
Thank you. And then lastly, the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes.
Okay, and what is their name?
Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-A-L, Laster, L-A-S-T-E-R.
Okay, and what is a good contact number?
One second, I gotta look it up. It's 1214. 493-7818. My sister.
Thank you. Okay, and then I'm just going to go over the information I have. I just want to make sure I have everything spelled correctly. So I have your first name spelled D-I-N-A. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then I have your last name spelled K-N-O-T-T. Okay, and then I have your social as 3642188-93. And then I have your email as your first name, last name, 356@gmail.com. Okay. And then I have your phone number as 810-210-6388. Okay. And then I have your date of birth as November 9th, 1996.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And then I have your mailing address as 1031 FM 2931, Aubrey, Texas, apartment 127.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
I'm sorry. What is it?
DocuSign. So it allows
Yeah, 3D
signature. Okay, great. I'm going to send over some documents through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form. This form will allow the attorneys to request medical records. And then you'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. Give me one second. Let me populate the documents. Okay. And then what was the apartment number one more time?
127.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Okay, let me know when you see that text come up. I'll stay on the line in case you have any questions or anything is misspelled. Let me know and I'll change it, okay? And then do you see a link there to press to open it up? Go ahead and press that link. You might have to press yes or allow to receive SMS messages. And then there will be a little box that says start for you to press. And then it'll direct you to your first signature fields. You're going to tap that field and either draw your signature with your finger, or you can press select style and it will input one for you. And then you press adopt and sign.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. I just got that back. So you'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm Pulaski Legal. They'll be giving you a call to do their case verification. They're just going to want to verify that it is okay to start the process of requesting medical records. If you miss their call, that's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Just try and get back to them as soon as you can, because they won't be able to start until they hear from you, okay?
Okay.
It was a pleasure speaking to you, and I hope you have a great rest of your day and a happy holidays, okay?
Thank you, you too.
Thank you, bye.